Welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. My name's Amy McDonald. I'm a yoga teacher, yoga student, and a yoga business coach. And I'm here to support you to share your yoga with the people in your community who really need it. So if you're an amazing yoga teacher, but you sometimes struggle with the business part of what it is that you do, you're in the right place. I hope you thoroughly enjoy everything I've got in store for you. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or ideas for future podcasts, reach out to me on Instagram at Amy Yoga Biz Coach. Hello there. Welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. How good is November? Oh, November. My garden is at its absolute prime peak, pranic field delight in November. Amazing. So good. Love November. Going to record this. And then go get in the garden, walk my dog, be outside. Fabulous. Before we jump in, hello, new Patreons. Hello, new supporters on Patreon. Thanks so much, folks, for supporting the show. And if you're not currently supporting the show, if this show is valuable to you, I would be really grateful for some support over there on Patreon. Just $5 a month will get you some extra bonus content from me and a whole lot of love. Of the good, consensual, platonic kind. The link is in the episode notes. If you can't afford $5 a month, I get it. But if you can, I'd love your support. So that would be tops. And thanks again to the folks who have already said, sure, Aim, we dig it. I appreciate that. Also, don't forget that my offer for November, when the whole world goes on sale, is 25% off Grow, Serve and Shine. So that's my one-to-one coaching package, and it's a six-month journey. It's where you get me on tap for 6 months, both within coaching sessions themselves and then as much as you can stand. Email, DMs, that sort of stuff. Great for you if you really want to go for it. And just on that, you can start the package up into January. So if you know that next year you want to make things different, you know, call in what you've been really hoping for, make a change, get some support, do it for real this time, then you can absolutely sign up for the program now and then commence it in January. There are currently at time of recording, while dog sits on telephone, Pippi, come on, 6 places available if you want one. If we have worked together before, if this is a re-up for you, if we've done Grow, Serve and Shine before, or even if you've been in the Keep Growing Mastermind before, just DM me for the coupon code. You don't need to have a discovery call. If we've worked together before and you want to sign up again at the discount, starting immediately or starting from anywhere between now into the end of January, just DM me for the code. There's a different code for the pay in full or the payment plan. So let me know your preference and I'll send that back to you. You can go get yourself signed up and collect one of those remaining spots. Or if it is the first time that we've worked together in this way, even if you've bought something from me in the past, maybe you've done social media confidence or been on my retreat or bought some of my home study programs, I really want to chat first to make sure that I am going to be the right coach for you, that I have the skills that you need based on what it is that you want to achieve in your business, and that we're going to really enjoy working together and you're going to get the benefits from it. So you'll need to book yourself in for a conversation with me. That's not a salesy thing, gross, yuck. That's just a chat about what your goals are, how you work, how I work. You can get any questions answered and we'll sort of figure it out together if we would be a good match. So the link to book the discovery call also in the episode notes if you want to book that in. The sale finishes at the end of the month, so just do the math. If you need to have a discovery call, I'm fairly busy, so don't hang around to book that in. I'd hate for you to miss out because depending on which comes first, either the end of the month or the 6 spots gone, that's it, we're done. Great. Okay, so let's talk then about the topic of this week. Honestly, this seems to be a pattern with my fur husband who he has to come and sit next, well, not even next to me, but in really close proximity whenever I'm recording the podcast, and he'll sit on as many cables and devices as he possibly can. Before, when I was just setting up GarageBand to record this, I'm like, okay, we're all set. Yes, get the thing in the right spot to start the recording. Great. Looked to pick up a piece of paper or jot a note or something, looked back, and three of my tracks had been deleted from a butt dial from my dog. Anybody else who makes their podcast in GarageBand? You know when your tracks are suddenly deleted and you think, holy God, the world's blown up. This is the end. Thankfully, I just hit the undo button three times and it worked it out. That's about as technical as I get with high-tech, audio equipment. My dog just butt dials my keyboard and we're all gone to hell in a handbasket. Anyway, shut up, Amy. What are you talking about this week, girl? Got a point? I don't know. Maybe. Here we go. Today's topic is about thinking beyond what I need right now. Hint, this is going to be a call to action about getting your shiz together regarding business strategy. Now, don't stop listening yet. I promise it won't be all like wah, 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 wah. I really want this to be useful. But if you've already felt a little triggered by me saying the word strategy, lean in. Don't skip this one because I'm guessing you need it. Okay, so I want to share with you, there are some really, in fact, I think we should do an episode on this straight up in the future about the most important numbers in your business. And I don't mean like $1 million, I mean, or 108, mala beads. I mean the numbers that you should be tracking. Again, doesn't sound sexy on the outside, but I'll tell you something. Once you get those sorted out, it's sexy as hell. But one of those numbers that's going to be on that list, really, it's a very, very magical number, and it's going to inform everything we talk about in this episode. And I want you to go figure this number out for yourself. If you have a business, not a hobby, but a business, you should be able to fairly quickly log into whatever you use and pull up that number straight away. I use Stripe. This number is on my home screen of my Stripe account. I can toggle between payment periods, but it is right there on the home screen because I want to know at any given time what that number is. What's the number, you ask? There's two, actually. I want you to go find these right now while I'm yakety yakking at you. Not if you're walking in nature, in the bath. I love when you all message me about, thanks, Amy, like the podcast, and then you give me your location. I really like that. So at the start, it was unnerving. You know who you are that listens to me in the shower. But hey, you know, if you're cool with it, so am I. I really dig on that. I like getting to go places. But if you have your phone on hand, hint, if you have your phone, you have your office. Can we just get clear on that? If you have your phone, you have your office. I remember I was in Brisbane at this Facebook advertising convention. Yes, that was as exciting as it sounded. No, it wasn't even Brisbane. It was Surface Paradise Facebook convention. And I think the tickets for like 3 days of training were like $90. Do you know what that means? It means the room is full of wannabes, because they've driven however many hours, walked for like 5 blocks because that's where they could get the free park, to spend 3 days in a fairly shitbag hotel ballroom getting 3 days of training that they paid $90 for. You know, that's who's in the room. Anyway, whatever. This is me being a bit of a snark. Good training deserves good cash. Anyway, so I remember I was listening to the thing, and I was also in the breaks, I was on my phone doing things like, I don't know, DMing with my clients, sending out my newsletter, processing payments, tweaking up a sales page. And this old guy comes up to me and he goes, oh, you young people always on your phone. He didn't, that was just that last part was more my feeling tone than what he actually articulated. But you know, that's how it came through my own samskara. That's how I received that portly gentleman in that moment. And I said to him, well, you know what? I'm actually running my business right now. And he's like, bah, 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 you know, whatever. But guess what? I actually was. Like, I've got this great business. We're all here chatting. My dog's butt dialing my laptop. We're going out into the garden. Life is awesome because my office is my phone. Does that make me an asshole? No, it makes me highly efficient. So back to the point at hand. I could, on my lappy, hello Australia, or on my phone, in a, like that, click, pull up, or a snap, sorry, keeping it diverse here, a click of the fingers or a snap of the fingers, which sounds like something that a mafia boss does to you. But anyway, I could pull up these two magical numbers and I want you to be able to do the same. If you have a hobby, you'll be like, bah. But if you have a business, I want you to be able to get these and get them within a click snap of your fingers. The first one is, how many new customers have you had in the past, whatever period? For right now, for our, what I'm going to share with you, I'm looking at the number of new customers I've had in the past 4 weeks. The next number, how many successful payments have you received in the past whatever period? So again, how many successful payments has Amy received in the past 4 weeks? I'm going to tell you these actual numbers because I really want to bring this point home before we talk about what to do with this information. For me, in the past 4 weeks, I have had one new customer in the past 4 weeks, one person who's never bought anything from me before bought something from me. In the past 4 weeks, I have had 107 successful payments. Got it? So in the past 4 weeks, one new person. In the past 4 weeks, 107 successful payments, of which only one of those was from someone who's never bought anything from me before. What that means is 106 payments that I received into my business over the past 4 weeks came from people who had already bought something from me before. How many new people? One. How many returning customers? 106. I just want to kind of like, hopefully, maybe I need to play some like thinking music or something just to make sure that this is going in. I want you to do the review of your data and send me the number. DM it to me. You don't have to tell me how much cash or anything like that. But if you're into this, if you want to really, you know, this is one pivotal, this will make a difference. This is a pivotal moment in your business. This is going to, I'm going to go to town on this. This is a potential paradigm shift in the nature of your business reality. How's that? This could be the Shakti part in business that you've been waiting for the entire Kali Yuga. That was the analog reverb option there. Hope you got it. My point is, and yes, I do have one. Look what happens to me in sunshine. She goes a little nuts. Good. The most likely customers you have in the future are the ones you have now. The most likely people who will buy from you now are the ones who bought from you beforehand. 106 people who have already bought something from me in the past 4 weeks. How many people brand new bought something from me in the past 4 weeks? One. If I was only trying to sell things to people who had never bought anything before, I would be broke. In fact, that new person, what'd they spend? I'll have to go into another graph to figure that out. But my point is, if I was just selling to new people, I would be broke. So what does that mean? That means that a successful business needs to nourish and continue to provide exciting opportunities for its existing clientele. You want people to come back and keep purchasing. Moreover, it would be great if they continued to purchase, but they bought more expensive things. This is what we're talking about. It's important for us to think beyond the what do I need right now. I was having a conversation with one of my one-to-one Grow, Serve, and Shine clients last week, and we were talking about this very phenomenon. She was saying how she She had a new idea. She was thinking about putting on, she used to run once a month longer workshop-y type thing, and she was thinking maybe of bringing that back, but perhaps on a quarterly basis instead. And what did I think about that idea? And so my question back to her as her coach was, well, it's a good idea, but tell me, what is its purpose? Now, if we think about this kind of like the koshas, right? Like the increasing sort of like the, let's call it the, because I don't want all you tantrics messaging me saying koshas aren't an onion. They interrelate. Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's just forget the koshas. Let's think about onions. No crying. Purple onion. What are they called? I don't eat onions. I thought no yogis ate onions, but apparently that's not a thing anymore. Well, garlic, right? You want to hear about yogis and garlic, go track down that Anna Forrest interview I did a few years ago. It's in there. It's in the back catalogue if you want to dig deep enough onto the page. Now, there's a lady who's got an opinion about yogis and onions. Anyway, yet again, I digress. Let's think about the metaphor of an onion. Concentric circles or koshas, if you're okay, with a very limited, you know, crude model of things inside each other. Right. On the outside, what is the purpose of anything that you're offering is going to be because you think it might help people and you think they might like it. Great. That's sort of the outer level purpose. Next level in, it might make you some money. Great. But that's not enough. Too often, people get stuck in the first layer, you know, that just the outer layer. I want to do this because I think my people might like it and I might like to do it. Now, those things, that outer layer, always has to be there. It's the first layer. You got to get there first. It's where you get started, but it's not where you finish. Next step in needs to be, I might make some money from it. Remember, this is, we're talking about business, not hobby. Yes, good times. So we want to turn a profit because that's what businesses seek to do. This is not to say that you can't do things for free and you can't do charity gigs and community drop-ins and tithe your whatever and donate your this and all of that is yes. Do things just for the hell of it, absolutely. But for right now, here and now, I'm talking about the business piece. So the next layer in is I might make some money from that. And that again can be where people stop. So they think about either the first layer of the onion, kosher, concentric circle, Russian dolls, whatever, or they get to the next one and then that's it. It's just about people will enjoy it and I might make some money. My challenge to you today, based on these two magic numbers, is to think about, but what is the next purpose? What is this particular offering's next purpose? And this is what a strategy looks like. So if we come back to my client in her session that we were having last week and she was proposing to put on these quarterly workshops, will people like it? Sure. Will she like to teach it? Yep. Could it make her some money? Sure. But what is its purpose? Those two things need to be a given. Will people like it and will it make money? Shouldn't be questions. They should just be presumptions. That's what an abundant yoga business looks like. You're not offering things that people don't want and you're not doing stuff that's going to lose you money unless it's a conscious choice, and that's another podcast topic. So let's presume that yes, people love it. Yes, it will make money. What's its purpose beyond that? And coming back to the two magical numbers, how could it, essentially the purpose is, how could it entice somebody into the next thing that they're going to purchase from you? So my client, the purpose of offering those quarterly things, they're going to go for 2 hours. The purpose of offering those is that it means some people can spend a longer period of time live with her. You do some different practices, experience a broader range of what it is that she offers so that they are more likely to be interested in going to her international retreat or buying a 3-pack of private yoga classes from her. They're her offerings. After this workshop, what else could you buy? A pack of one-to-ones, or you could go on retreat with her for a week. That's it. What is the purpose of the workshop? The purpose of the workshop is to build rapport, affinity for the next offer. That is its purpose. This is where we need to be thinking about going beyond what do I need right now? Not just, I need to make some money so I could offer a 2-hour such and such. Okay, great. That's a good thing to do. But if you're going to do something, I want you to always be thinking about what comes next. You know, I used to talk about this a lot in terms of the dessert menu, right? So that there's always something that you can offer to people at the completion of the thing that they've just loved. But I think it's more than that. I still, because the dessert menu, well, I still believe in that. You know, that's where you make, say you teach a workshop, and at the end of the workshop you say, I've got a package of one-to-ones. It's a 3-pack. It costs $350. And if you sign up in the next couple of days, I'd also love to throw in this nice rollerball and an eye pillow. And if you have any questions, see me after the end of the workshop. That's the dessert menu. It's a nice, easy, yummy offer that even if people don't want dessert, they still want to check out the menu, and they never feel like the waiter was pushy or weird by enforcing a cheesecake into them. It's not like that. It's just like, oh, that's interesting. You know what? Creme brulee kind of makes me gag. No thanks. No one's feeling put upon or sold to or anything icky or yucky. That's the dessert menu. But where I'm seeing folks in this community still not fully capitalizing on this opportunity is by taking, yeah, okay, I adopt the teaching of the dessert menu, but it still just becomes one more bolt-on that I do at the end of thinking about this thing that I need to sell because I'm all stuck in the here and now. Okay, I've got my car registration. I need to make an extra $700 this month. So I could put on a mini retreat, sell 10 tickets. It's $70 a ticket. Okay, great. I'm going to go and sell those, and that's going to get my car payment. Oh, that's right. Amy said I needed a dessert menu. So at the end, I'll offer them a 3-pack of one-to-ones. Okay, great. Now, this is better than not having a dessert menu at all, but it's still only thinking in those sort of two layers of building your yoga business strategy. And if you don't sort of, now I'm feeling like sticks of chalk in blue water, but anyway, if you don't sort of permeate, if you like, into the third layer, I know, mixed metaphor, I apologize, you're always going to be hand to mouth in the business. You'll always be going out to look for people to come to things. It's always going to feel like a hustle, as opposed to every time you offer something, every time you create a new opportunity, every time you have something different to sell, it's not just that thing, but you're always asking yourself the question, what is the purpose of this thing? Not the purpose to the consumer, so not the purpose to the student. It's to help them sleep better. It's to manage their sciatica. It's to teach them more about the yamas, niyamas. No, not that purpose. Not the purpose of, because I need to pay my bills, because I'm a little under for this month, because I'd like a bit of a cash injection, because I need to diversify my... No, it's not that purpose either. It is, how does this create a piece of my business strategy? What does this particular offering open the door to in terms of what it is that I have to offer next? Remember, in the past 4 weeks, how many new customers did Amy have? One. How many payments did she have in the past 4 weeks? 107. 106 payments came from people who have never bought anything from me. Sorry, who have bought things from me before. One person, one payment. If I was relying on that, I would be broke. Every time you're adding something to your business, I want you to be thinking about, what is its purpose? How does this bring people more deeply into my business? So like my client, yes, the workshops, yes, you'll meet new people. Yes, it will make you some more money on the front end. But what is it going to do for you on the back end? What is its purpose in terms of your business strategy? Now, if you know you are more Shakti encoded and this conversation is giving you hives, good. I mean, not good that you have hives. I don't know. Put some chamomile tea bags in your bath and get in it or whatever. I don't know. There's an oil for that. I don't know what you do about hives. Go to the doctor. Anyway, if you're feeling uncomfortable, good. Let this be a little messenger that perhaps this discomfort means you might need to work on it a little bit. It's like Amy in her post-COVID gym body when she's doing a 1-minute plank at the gym and she's got some non-sexual involuntary shaking going on. Good. What does it teach us, folks? It teaches us that Amy ain't doing no core work unless she's in the public domain. She needs to be at the gym or it's not going to happen. Good. Is it embarrassing? Sure, it's embarrassing. Who cares? Who cares? You know, uncomfortable in the short term, but good indicator that this needs more work is my point. When I get the shakes in my 1 minute plank because I haven't been planking enough during COVID, good. What does it show me? I just need to do a bit more work on it. I'm not sucking. I'm not failing. I haven't fallen behind. None of it. If you're feeling uncomfy in this moment because of this conversation, good. You haven't missed anything. You haven't been rubbish at business. You're not failing. None of that. It just means it's time for a bit more work. And I tell you something, when you start thinking beyond the what do I need right now, business becomes easier. When everything that you do in business opens a door for something else, you will not feel like you're pushing so hard, like you're constantly hustling, like you're resentful of your computer, like you're lamenting to your partner, I didn't become a yoga teacher to sit on my phone all the time. All right. When was the last time you said that? 5 minutes ago? Yesterday? This will help things get easier. Now, I'm not talking about, this isn't about steak knives or, you know, manipulating people to buy more than they want or being sneaky or yucky about anything. Boo, we don't do that here. But what I don't like is when I've enjoyed something very much and then there's nothing else for me. It's not clear what I do next. If I've loved something, I want the person that I've purchased that thing from to make it very clear to me. What's next for me? Where do I go from here? You know, that's really exciting for me. I became a yoga teacher. Really? I mean, not the emotional rationale behind it, but if I think about the purchasing pathway, I became a yoga teacher because at the end of a 5-day women's retreat, I was given a postcard by the leader of that retreat that was about her yoga teacher training. And I kept that postcard with me for 4 months until I, you know, got the guts to actually drop the money, $8,000, thank you, and go back to Thailand and do a 4-week or 1 month or whatever it was, intensive 200-hour. So I wouldn't be here talking to you right now if that person didn't have in the back of her mind, what is the purpose of this thing? Okay, hopefully that is clear and you're feeling maybe even a little excited about how this might play out in your business. So let's take it to the next level. What do you do? Okay, we've understood. All right, Amy, yes, I take your point. And I'm going to start thinking about what is the purpose whenever I'm offering something new. Great. So what? What does that actually look like? Well, there's a couple of ways that that can show up. And I'm going to be kind of rough and ready with it because everybody's business is different. And one of the things I love so much working on with my clients is the strategy. I'm really good at it. And I get a massive kick out of connecting things and putting this to that and that to the other. Ask any of my clients and they'll tell you the same. I get a massive kick out of this. I'm good at scheming these things up. But for right here and now, and to keep it generic and applicable to all of us, mixed level class that we are, let's talk about the two basic directions that you can go. You can go for an upsell or you can go for a downsell. Pretty obvious. So let me give you an example. Let's see. Some of my clients, they had an online event, essentially a webinar. They called it something fabulous, and it was. And it was yoga and meditation and pranayama and all sharing and all of that good stuff. And they spent some money on Facebook ads, and they had 330 people sign up for that free online thing. Now, at the first level, you could say, well, what was the purpose of that? Oh, the purpose of that was to build their mailing list. And while that is true, well, the purpose of that was to help people. Yes, the thing they did was delicious and it helped people. The business purpose, well, that was to build their mailing list. Yeah, sure, they got 330 new people on their mailing list. Nice work. But what was the actual purpose of that thing? The actual purpose of that thing was to then invite people into their online membership. $35 a month. Would you like it? That was the purpose. But it wasn't just that. Even then, that would be a hard stop. Okay, what happens? You find all of these people, they all identify that what you're offering would be gorgeous for them. So they opt in for it, they come along, they enjoy themselves. You've now got 330 new people on your mailing list. And then some of them go on to buy your $35 a month membership. Great. Not the end of the road though. What comes next? So here are our options. You could upsell them. Maybe they didn't want $35 a month of an online membership, but maybe they might like to buy some one-to-ones for $295, for example. You could try that. Or you could say, okay, maybe they don't want an ongoing monthly membership, but maybe they might like a downloadable at-home retreat, DIY retreat kit, which is $9. And you could offer them that, for example. Or let's do an in-person one. Maybe you offer, another one of my clients is putting together a lovely yoga morning and a shared meal. People are coming along to that, sort of in the ballpark of £30. So the upsell after that is, would you like some in-person one-to-ones? I can come to your house, you can come to mine, we could book it at a studio, whatever. Or she could then say, oh, would you like to come to my weekly lunchtime class that's starting in February, and she could offer them that. This is an upsell or a downsell. I'm not saying that you offer them both at one time. You would offer one and then the other. And again, which order and why and how is for a bigger conversation. But hopefully you can tell that I love this stuff. But here's two immediate things. It's about, yes, okay, we need to sell these things right now. We need to sell the monthly membership. We need to sell the yoga and brunch. We need to sell whatever it is. We want to sell that. That's a great thing. But in selling that thing, what would be the next step? What are people more likely to buy because they came to this thing? How can you link what you're already offering or create something new based on that initial purchase that would be really yummy and an easy yes for the people who buy it? We need to be thinking beyond what do you need right now. And like I said before, the more you can be having this as a basic decision-making point in everything that you're doing, the more things will interlink. Everything that I offer in my business is in consideration of everything else that I offer in my business, right? So there's a reason why people come back to the Keep Growing Mastermind. There's a reason why people go from private coaching to the Mastermind or back the other way. There's a reason why people do some group coaching with me on the Patreon, for example, and then decide maybe they would like to sign up for their own I'm not sharing you with anybody, Grow, Serve, and Shine package, and on and on. It's about interconnecting the offerings that you have. Never to be pushy or salesy or weird. Like I said, this isn't about the steak knives. Get this, get that, buy this, then that. Move yourself up the pyramid. None of that yuckiness. Simply about being aware of how do the things that you have to offer in your business lend themselves beautifully into the next thing so that your people are. And I say this with the proviso that we only in this community sell stuff that we feel is aligned to our dharma, right? Artha with dharma. So that your people are, air quotes, selling themselves into the next offer because it just makes sense to them. Of course I would want to go away with you for a weekend if I've just come to your once a month thing that I've come to for the past 3 months. Of course I would. Of course I would be interested in your 300-hour yoga teacher training if I've just done your 200-hour. Of course I would. I'm going to sell myself into that because it's an obvious progression. So it's not to say that you would only teach a 200-hour yoga teacher training so that you could sell a 300-hour yoga teacher training. No, no, no. We still have those first two layers. It's still going to be useful and in service to your community. You're still going to make money off the first thing, But there always needs to be, and what is its greater purpose in terms of how does it connect you to the, and how does it connect your clientele, more importantly, to the other things that you offer in business? And on my second point, that might be that they spend more, or it might be that they spend less. The purpose, the thing, the most important thing to remember, and this comes back to what I was talking about right back at the start, is that the most likely future customer you will ever have is a current or a past customer. So selling things to people who have already bought things is key for us. Are there limitations to that? Are there pitfalls from overly relying on it? Absolutely. That's out of scope for today's podcast. But I really want to bring this point home, and I think I've, if anything, belabored it. Having purchasing pathways for your clientele will make business easier for you, will make engaging with your business more satisfying for them, and simply makes sense when you look at the data, because I would be shocked if more than a small percentage of you sent me in those numbers and it showed anything other than the lion's share of your payments month to month are coming from people who have purchased things from you in the past. So always be thinking about what is this thing's purpose beyond those two immediate levels. It'll be useful. It'll make money. It's time to be thinking beyond what do I need right now in my business, and thinking more into how does this new piece support the strategy in my business? Now, I hope this one might be a bit of a dry episode, but it's so important. These things are so important, and there's so many of you working too hard, and I don't want that. I want things to be easy and joyful for you as well, so that you get to do your version of cuddling your dog in the sunshine, which is what I will be doing now that he's started his protest snoring. I don't know if you can hear that on the mic. Good on you, Pippi, the Amy McDonald mascot. I often think when we're walking around the botanical gardens that, you know that thing they say that you start to look like your dog? I think that's wholly accurate with us, Scruffy and Scruffy. Although someone went to the parlor last week, hint, not me, it was Spunky Steve. All right, folks, that is it for the content for today. I'm going to just remind you that if you want me as your business strategist for 6 months, that's what you get. That's part of what you get when you hire me as your coach. If you like the idea of figuring all of this stuff out, but it kind of is a bit mind-blowing, we do it together, and over the time, you'll start to get better at figuring out how it all works. I can think of a couple of my clients that I'm working with at the moment who are really becoming much more masterful about their overall business strategy, which means they're working less and their existing clients are selling themselves into the next exciting offer. One of my clients in particular, you know, he has a suite of really good looking memberships. And what we've been working on is how can we automate a sales process that encourages those people to buy at a higher level, or to move into more deeper work with him. These sorts of things, when you're clear on what the pathways are, you can then automate so that that's happening behind the scenes. Another one of my clients, she's got a membership. She's got so many people consuming her free content. Bananas. How many people are consuming her free content? And until we started taking a look at this stuff, there was no clear pathway for them to go buy something else. She's got a membership. It's fantastic. It's really rich and targeted, completely affordable. The people that are consuming all of the free content, and there are a truckload of them, simply didn't have a clear enough invitation to what they should do next. The purpose of the free stuff, from a, you know, what is its purpose, is to give people a sample of what the paid stuff would be like. It's you standing at the entry to Whole Foods saying, would you like a little cup of candied cashews? And me walking out with a kilo bag. That's what we're talking about. You got to make it clear to people, here's the sample. And point over, there's the freaking bag of, there's the kilo bag. Go get it, love. Put it in your trolley. Check it out. So, you know, this is one of the things that we will be working on when you sign up as one of my clients. Not only looking at the overall strategy and how all of the pieces fit together, shedding anything that doesn't contribute to the strategy, but also reinforcing those connections. So it's very clear, not only to you, but also to your clientele, and also looking as much as we can to automate those processes so that now both of the clients that I just mentioned, they're still doing the complimentary things, or they're still doing the lower level, if you like, lower price point offers, and they're still continuing to invite people into the next stage of working with them, but they're doing it. It's happening behind the scenes. They're not actually doing it themselves. It's all built and automated, and people are always being invited into their business because the systems are in place to enable that to happen. This is what is possible, and this is what makes, not only makes the business part of what it is that you do easier and more streamlined, it means you get your time back to focus on the stuff that you actually love. You get more time back to focus on your own professional development, to read all those goddamn books you've ordered but never actually opened, you know, to get on your mat, to actually watch a Yoga International teaching. You know, how many people are subscribed to one of those, whichever streamer you subscribe to? Maybe you did like three classes during the free trial and you went, yeah, I'll buy it. And you've never done another one. I want you to have the time for that. This is the sort of stuff, a strong strategy with as much of it automated as possible is what is going to free up your time, help you make more money, help you attract the clients that you want in your business, those students that you love to work with and who are so grateful that they found you, and really let you lean into doing the stuff that you love rather than feeling like all of your time is being sucked up doing the stuff that you hate. If you want to talk with me more about Grow, Serve and Shine, the link is in the episode notes to book yourself in for a discovery call. If we have not worked together in coaching either Keep Growing Mastermind or Grow, Serve and Shine, you need to have that discovery call with me. I will not take your money without talking to you first. This is important for me, and it should be just as, if not more so, important for you. So book yourself in for a call. Don't do hard sales. Not interested in convincing you, anything yucky like that. We just need to talk to make sure we'd be the right fit. And we might not be. And you might have the call with me and think, you know what? No. And that's cool. But we need to have the call first. If you're in a re-up situation, if this is not your first time with me coaching, hit me up on Instagram for the coupon codes to get yourself the 25% off. Either way, the 25% off finishes at the end of this month, or when those remaining 6 spots are gone, whichever happens first. Thanks again, everybody. A particular shout out to everybody on Patreon for supporting me over there. It is humbling every time I see you all commenting and joining in. And we will be next week, actually, we're having our group coaching and our live podcast recording is happening next week. So if you did want to join Patreon, now's a good time. If you want to get in on the November bonus goodies, November bonus ep dropping soon too. So enjoy all of that. Take care, everybody, and I'll speak with you next week. So there you have it, folks, another edition of the Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcast. Hey, favor to ask, if you found the content useful, I would be very grateful if you could support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating. And if you've got a moment, a review would be super cool. No pressure, of course. Like I said earlier, if you have any suggestions for podcast topics in the future, I would love to be in service. DM me on Instagram @AmyYogaBizCoach. Take deep care.